The maker of Suboxone is Reckitt Benckiser Pharmaceuticals, now known as Indivior. It had an exclusive right to sell Suboxone pills without competition for 7 years starting in 2002. But before that exclusive right expired, Reckitt worked with Monosol RX to create a dissolvable film strip version of the drug.
And through their power over the marketplace, caused the people who prescribed the medication to begin prescribing this new form, even though it doesn't provide any actual additional medical benefits.
That's Delaware Attorney General Matt Dinn. He says this practice of product hopping violates antitrust laws. That's because it's allowed the two companies to exist free of competition for more than a decade and set prices artificially high.
It's you and me that are paying for it. It's taxpayers and people who are either paying for their health insurance or having it deducted out of their paycheck at their workplace.
That's because most recovering drug addicts who are prescribed Suboxone receive it through a government-funded recovery program or through private health insurance. In recent years, Suboxone sales have outperformed both Adderall and Viagra. It brought in more than $1 billion last year. Indivior did not reply to a request for comment, but it said in a statement that it plans to vigorously defend its position. James Morrison, Delaware Public Media.